I'm really happy. We've got four students here, all from the east suburbs, all students at Westinghouse Arts Academy Charter School. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then we'll talk a little bit together. And Trent, why don't we start with you? I did it already. Yeah. I did it already. There's twins. Trent and
Colton,
thank you, are here. And I looked right at Colton and called him Trent, even though I already wrote it down. So, Trent, we're going to start with you.
Hello, I'm Trent Edwards, obviously from Westinghouse, but I'm in 12th grade.
Nice to meet you. Any shout-outs or hellos?
I don't know. You know, had everyone from Westinghouse. You know.
Yeah. Let me bring yourself over here for a minute. Trent. Okay, I put a big T there. That's perfect. Caden.
Hi, I'm Caden Farida. I'm in 10th grade, and I go to Westinghouse as well.
And anybody you'd like to say hello to that might be listening now or later?
Hello to everybody.
Perfect. That's an optional ride to go on. And then you are?
I am Benjamin Hommel. I'm a junior at Westinghouse Arts Academy. I guess I'd like to say hello to our science teacher at Westinghouse Arts Academy, Miss Mary Hoagland.
Excellent.
Hi, I'm Colton Edwards. I'm in 12th grade. And I want to say hi to, I think, Mrs. Curry's watching. So, hi, Mrs. Curry. She's our English teacher.
Excellent. Now, first, I think Westinghouse Arts Academy Charter School is relatively new. So can you tell me a little bit about your school, where it is, and how it differs from other schools, what its principles are?
Well, Westinghouse is 2 years old. It just started last year. And we actually are all from the inaugural class. So, yeah, we are the pioneers of the school, I guess you could say. It is located in Wilmerding. No one really knew what the area was. Whenever I heard about it, I was like, what is that? But it wasn't that far away, so I decided that, hey, I would like to attend. But it is very interesting in the makeup of the school. Like, it is a charter school, but it also has teachers that we have in-class discussions, and we also have out-of-class, like, learning. It's very blended, and it allows you to do what you want, and to go as fast as you would like. You want to add on to something?
And at Westinghouse, we focus intensely on the arts. So we have literary arts, performing arts such as dance, musical theater. And so you have, throughout the day, you have your arts classes intermittent with your academics. There are small classes, and so it's a very intimate one-on-one situation with your teachers and allows you to really get the most from each and every class.
That sounds great. Is it a typical schedule? When does the school day start and end?
The school day starts at 7:55.
And then and you go through till 3 o'clock or so?
Typical?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
normal.
Because there's some charter schools that experiment with very long, you know, longer days or shorter days sometimes, and that even look at going year-round too, but you're not doing either of those things. So let me ask the Edwards boys first. What discipline, is there a major that you choose when you're at the school? Kappa sort of works that way, but is there an arts discipline that
we focus on? We focus mostly on, like, performing arts in general, so dance, vocal, acting. But I mean, the school allows you to experiment with other forms of art. So we're also in some studio art classes, and I think it all blends together and helps create a more well-rounded student, especially
Westinghouse doesn't put its students in a box. So you audition with it, like, with a focus. So most kids have, like, a focus, which they have the majority of their classes in. But some kids, like me and Trent, just do everything. Yeah. So you can do whatever you want. But they also have, like, advanced classes for the kids who are just starting out in certain areas. And they have some more beginner classes to get them into it. But it really allows for a lot of freedom, which is really cool. And it's unique for an art school.
Yeah, it sounds that way. Benjamin, did you have a focus coming in? Or?
Yes, I'm a literary arts student. However, I do take classes in theater. I take a stage management class and a play reading class.
What was the first one again? Stage?
Stage management. Okay. So it's like, you know, the backstage work, the technical side of theater.
Very cool. What has surprised you about doing that? Is there something you learned that it's like, I never knew anybody had to do this?
Well, I've been doing theater most of my life, so not much has surprised me at Westinghouse. But yeah, a lot surprised me when I first started out about that.
Where else have you done theater?
At Stage Right in Greensburg. I do a lot at their company and just a few other like community theaters in the area.
Excellent. And Caden, what about you? Do you have a major, or are you like one of these well-rounded Trent and Colton that do everything that is presented to them?
I'm a studio major, and that's the only class I really take there. So I'll take like painting, drawing, sculpture, like mixed media, that kind of stuff there.
And is this your, no, this is your second year. So you came in as
yes.
a ninth grader, and Benjamin came in 10th, right?
Yes.
And then Trent and Colton came in as 11th graders. How many students will graduate this year with you?
We have a very small 12th grade class. I think it's close to 40. It changes.
We get new kids come.
That's not that small, though, for a charter school that I've been involved with for years had a class of 20.
Wow.
And then now it's 40.
We had a class of two last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a class of his brother was in the class of two.
But that's, you know, you have to start. And yeah. Like you said, you folks are the pioneers. So I'm going to get out of the picture a little bit here to the best of my ability and ask you to just have a conversation about the project you did. People are eager to listen. They'd rather hear it in your words than in mine. So we're talking about the Fairchild Challenge, and these guys placed first and second, I believe. And I know it's parallel systems, and that's about all I know. So can you explain a little bit about it?
Yeah, well, this is the first challenge of the Fairchild Challenge. We started last year doing the Fairchild like projects, and we're doing every single one this year as well because it's a lot of fun, and it really allows you to think and problem solve, and it's really important. It's like a class almost. But this year, the project consisted of finding parallels in nature and drawing them in the human world and the natural world. So we the project was to design like a drawing of the media on top of one another, and Caden is a beautiful artist. She's quite mature in her art, so she is like our go-to art girl, and Isaac is also a guy who does art. So they both created these beautiful pictures of the systems that we found. The systems we chose were a Venus flytrap in the human digestive system, and the Mimosa pudica, or the touch-me-not plant, and the palmar grass reflex in babies. So, you know, when you touch the plant and it closes up in the babies, it's like we drew parallels and talked about them. But who wants to add on to that?
The reason I chose the stomach and a Venus flytrap is because they both contain enzymes, which help to break up the food. So, yeah.
No, that's a great choice. It's not obvious either. How did you just ponder for a while?
Yeah, and I looked at different organs and different plants and their, like, similarities, and that was the one that really, like, I thought was really cool, interesting.
And then I think it's called, is it the Babinski reflex?
Mm-hmm.
When,
yes.
When you touch a child's
palm
or I guess the sole of a baby's foot, it wants to close up. Mm-hmm. And you analogized that or paired it with the touch-me-not plant.
Yeah, when it those plants are so interesting. They like each little leaf folds up and like closes up. But we had to draw parallels, and we also had to draw like compare and contrast them in nature. So it was interesting because I initially thought that the palmar, like the Babinski, or like the palmar grass reflex, was intended to help babies survive, like from like evolutionary traits and stuff like that. However, well, figuring it out, it's actually meant to for the like the start of development for cognitive like reflexes. So it's just the start of like everything. Without it, they would not be able to function or have hand-eye coordination. So we had to try, it was kind of hard to like compare it to the touch me not, because they were they're very different. But we figured it out.
No, that's cool. So it, while they look similar, you learn that the touch me not, I guess is doing it to protect itself
from predators, yeah.
But a baby is doing it simply, that's what it does. It's part of development.
Yeah, to start developing their reflexes. And without it, they wouldn't be able to walk, talk, or basically do anything. So it's very crucial to a child's development.
I guess we grow out of that, too. I never really thought that you've seen me. I keep like punching my palm here to see if that doesn't happen.
It's very interesting. You lose the reflex. I think it's very early. I think it's after like 3 months you start losing the reflex. If you keep the reflex, it's bad, actually. It's if you notice the reflex in your child after a certain amount of months, you should like see a specialist, because they said that means development is not happening. So yeah.
This is really cool. You learned about both the touch me not and this reflex is a result of the challenge, and you never probably would have studied them quite.
That's
in
right.
This way.
It's really cool. They brought a baby in too, so we got to like play with a baby.
Poor kid. Yeah. I mean, you sat and tested its reflexes. And
yeah, we were just like she's like, touch the hand, touch his hand. We're like, okay. We were.
That's great. Now the Venus flytrap and stomach. Were there any, when you compared and contrasted, did you find some things that were different?
Yes, actually. So they both absorb the nutrients from like the food they eat, but the Venus flytrap, it doesn't eat the exoskeleton of the insect. It actually drops that out after it reopens.
Oh, interesting.
And also they take, stomach takes a shorter period of time to collect all the nutrients, while the Venus flytrap could take about, I think it was 10 to 14 days, 10 to 15, yeah.
Yeah, but the stomach can take 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
Wow. And so the Venus flytrap kind of, I guess, discards what it doesn't want, like the exoskeleton.
Yes. Yeah.
Whereas the stomach, relies on other organs to eventually get rid of stuff. That's interesting.
Exactly. Yeah, they actually both use hydrochloric acid, the Venus flytrap and the stomach, which I thought was really cool that they both have the same acid, because it's like a plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never knew that. I guess chlorophyll and the water can make hydrochloric acid. I always thought those plants were really, first of all, I don't know if any of you initially thought like they were just fictitious, somebody made them up, that they didn't really, that's how I was as a kid. There really isn't such a thing. And I remember the first time I saw one, I was amazed. Did this bring any insights kind of that aren't exactly part of the specifics of what you studied, but did they, doing this cause you to look at the world differently or in any way where you suddenly looking for parallels constantly, or just thinking of things differently?
Yes, a lot. Actually, whenever we were trying to find the parallels, find different parallels, I was looking at everything. And our teacher, we were trying to find stuff. So we were like constantly brainstorming for a couple days and trying to figure out like what we were going to do for the project. So we were thinking about like viruses and how like the human population is a virus to like the Earth. And we were talking about all these different things. So for the period of time, yeah. In the Fairchild Challenge, it really teaches us a lot about environmental impact and stuff like that. So our school is actually pretty environmental. We're a charter school, so we don't like use it as paper. We use the computer, so we're also like more environmentally friendly. And then our science teacher, Ms. Mary Hoagland, she is very much environmentally friendly as well. So she's constantly telling us like what to do, like turn the lights off, turn the water down, and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember we just started actually, and we got finished with a that we just finished that the newest Fairchild Challenge, which was a rainwater conservation project, where we had to look at what was impermeable and what would absorb the water around our school and try to limit the water that went into Turtle Creek. And that was very interesting. I think it helped us open our eyes to just the amount of water that is just being...
Surface runoff.
Yeah, surface runoff. Yeah, exactly.
And all the chemicals and fertilizer that runs into the creek. So it's a very good project to teach kids.
Well, that's great. You all sound like you really like learning, which is a terrific way to be. Have any of you thought about your – I'm sure you've thought about your futures.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Our teachers don't let us forget.
Yeah. So what do you have in mind, Colton? Anything? We won't hold you to it.
Yeah, I applied to a lot of colleges.
Oh, yeah, this is your senior year. I'm forgetting. Yeah.
So I've taken my ACT like 20 times. Like I really have been working hard towards like the college process. I just got accepted into a couple. But I wanted to get accepted into University of Pennsylvania. So that's a really hard school to get accepted into. But I'm still waiting. I just got deferred early decision. So they're moving me on to regular decision rounds. So I have to wait for that. But I got a full ride to Temple University in Philadelphia.
Congratulations.
So I was like, that's a really good option. So I'm looking forward to possibly going there because it's a really good opportunity.
Temple's a great school, but I hope your dream comes true, too, with Penn. And I know you're waiting on pins and needles, I'm sure.
I'm like, you know what? I have a backup. I think I might like Temple better. We don't know.
Yeah.
Or Fordham or whatever. Yeah.
Temple as a backup is not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
Do you know what you would like to major in?
Yes. Actually, I love my science teacher. I love science. But I also love marketing and business administration. I was accepted into the Fox School for Business, but my teacher, Mary's, really pushed me to do like my science courses as well. She wants me to double major, possibly, at Temple. Me and my brother do business competitions around Pittsburgh known as DECA, so that's like another thing we do. Mm-hmm. But we really liked business. We really like talking and figuring out marketing strategies and plans.
Yeah. For DECA, which is an organization, it's national, and it's just a business and like leadership organization, and we're going to states in February. So hopefully we make it to nationals. We'll be crossing our fingers.
That's fantastic. As long as we are talking to both of you, Trent, what are your college plans?
This is so cliche, but they're the same as my twins. We applied to all the same schools and all the same decisions as well. So
we have the same ACT scores, we have the same grades.
Yeah.
We have the same classes.
That's probably not. Do you know other twins? It's probably not uncommon, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So good luck. Did you apply for early
decision at Penn? Uh-huh. Yeah, I applied Wharton as well, and I mean, I was happy to get deferred because I knew a lot of people that got rejected. So I was like, okay.
And you're also sitting on a Temple scholarship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. And we just got accepted to Fordham yesterday into their Gabelli School. So waiting for Northeastern and then to do Columbia and Chicago. We'll see what happens. You guys
are your own parallel organisms.
I know.
You don't need to do any comparisons here.
No, yeah.
Let me turn to Benjamin, who's in his junior year now. Any thoughts yet? I don't know. My junior year, I was still kind of not thinking about it. But.
Oh, no, I am thinking about it. I haven't made any confirmed decisions. I'm looking into colleges I want to go to. Though I am incredibly interested and intrigued by most things in the historical field, so I have been highly considering going into something like that.
Interesting. And I know you'd like to write, I think.
Yes,
you were mentioning before. And I know when you study history, you really you write a lot.
Oh, it's very important.
It's part of it. And that creates, I don't know, that if you have a passion for writing too, that's a good way to mix it up.
It is.
And let's turn to Caden, who's the baby of our group here today. Caden is in 10th grade, but I bet she's thinking about maybe art? I don't know.
Definitely, yeah.
fine art or?
I'm not really sure what kind of art, but definitely the art field.
Excellent. When did you know that you loved art? the way that you do?
Probably since I was like 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember making things or somebody encouraging you to draw or sculpt?
I remember my mom putting me in a lot of art classes at Center. And those are really fun. I still actually have some drawings from when I was little.
Oh, that's great. Well, I want to thank all of you. Time's really flown. Is there anything else that any of you wanted to say that I maybe neglected to ask?
Save the earth.
Save the earth. Well, that's actually a great question. If you had one, you guys are, 15, 16, 17, 18, no 17s, 15, 16, and 18. If you had a demand of adults, what would it be? Save the earth if you...
Four adults?
Four adults, oh. Yeah. Oh, uh-oh, we're going to use...
be nicer to each other, love each other. I don't know.
No, that's a good one. Any others?
Definitely recycle more.
Mine's on a similar route. Just listen to what people try to tell you and, how to help people. Just try to work together.
Yeah, that too.
Those are, I know they don't seem profound to you, but they're pretty important more than ever. Thank you to all four of you.
Thank you for having us.
And I hope we'll see you again sometime. We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.